206-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
The Father, let me say, said unto Jesus, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Now, this is David talking. And David, being the man of God that he was, and I want to say to you, you don't have to necessarily be a David, just be born again. You have access to the spirit realm. I want you to think about this a moment. David was listening in on a conversation that was in heaven. The Lord, I heard him talking. He said unto my Lord, "Sit thou here until I make your enemies your footstool." David penned a lot of this stuff. I'll go as far as to say this. For those that are truly walking after God, there are going to be times that the spirit realm and the natural realm overlap. You're not going to know whether you're in the spirit or in the physical. It's going to be that real. And it is real. And that realm is more real. But here we see where David heard this. Amen. They weren't talking to David. They were talking to each other. My Lord said unto, the Lord said unto my Lord. He wasn't talking to me, but I heard him. Who was that? "Sit thou here until I make thine enemies thy footstool." Listen, number one, you're going to hear the voice of God and live by it. Amen. I'm imparting this to you. Well, let me say this. It's already imparted to you. I'm helping you to identify it, give you grounds to stand on. Okay? You will hear the voice of God and live by it. Matthew chapter 4. And verse 4, let's use that verse there for this. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." You often hear the phrase, the proceeding word. What we have here, what we call the Bible, it's the Word of God. More so, it's the Logos. It's the written word. And you can go back to this over and over again. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, you'll find the same verse. When we talk about hearing the voice of God, it's not just what necessarily is written here. It's on any given occasion where, like Jesus, he was being confronted by the devil to try to trap him, to get him to sin. But at that moment in time, the voice of God, he said, "It is written." Now, he didn't speak a prosperity verse to him. He didn't speak a verse of healing to him. He spoke a rhema. And it wasn't like it just, you know, he had it all there and, you know, he's just picking a verse to speak. No, he heard the voice of his Father. He heard the voice of Holy Spirit, the Father through the Holy Spirit saying, "It is written." In other words, when we hear the voice of God, we'll be able to live by it. Catch what I'm saying here. In other words, destruction has to get away from you. When you hear the voice, it brings life. He says, "My word is spirit and it's life." You'll be able to live by the word you hear. The devil was trying to take life from him, but the word came to him. The voice came to him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'll go as far as to say, for tomorrow, I'll get a little closer. Tonight, God has a word for you. Amen. There's a word God has for you that he wants you to take hold of, a word, a proceeding word. Amen. A word that will hold. And when I say a word, it may not be spelled out in alphabets. It may not be something you can spell. It may be a situation that God is saying something to you with. Come on, somebody hear me now. It may be something God allowed you to see. And you saw it. And that's just what I was hoping. Then you just passed by. That's a coincidence. No, that wasn't a coincidence. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost up here right now. Listen, it's access to the spirit realm. I'm telling you, the veil's going to get so thin. You got to catch it. You got to see it. You got to be sensitive, conscious of the things God is saying. Pursue some things that you just thought were impressions or coincidences or happenstances or circumstances. No, God's voice. You'll hear his voice and be able to live by it. Amen. Amen. Amen? Number two, you will know. I remember God always speaks from a place of knowing. You will know the inner witness of your spirit. Amen. Devil ain't gonna be able to trick you. You gonna know that you know that you know. Nobody have to tell you. Amen. A herd of wild horses couldn't get you away from it because you have the inner witness. That inner witness. Give me Romans 8, verse 16. You will know the inner witness in your spirit. Look at somebody, tell them, no more confusion. No more wavering. No more wandering. No more fear. I got a witness. Amen. That inner witness. You're going to know that inner witness. You'll know him. Romans 8:16. The spirit itself bears witness with your spirit. You are the children of God. Not only are you the children of God, but he's going to bear witness with your spirit in every situation as to what his direction is. Listen to me. You may not realize it altogether now, but what's happened to you in this time of transformation, God did some deep work, and he's brought himself real close to you. Amen. Tell somebody, he's a whole lot closer than you think. Now watch how the inner witness, if you're sensitive to it, if you're not distracted, he's going to show you, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. I'm going to show you something here. This is going to start happening with a bunch of you. Well, I won't say a bunch, but many of you. God's going to start showing you stuff before you get there. So that things don't overtake you by surprise. The enemy's not going to be able to stumble you or trip you up. He's going to show you. And it won't be spelling on the wall or up in the clouds. Sometimes it'll be an inner witness. And sometimes a circumstance will arise where God will have gotten you there before you get there. And you'll already know in your heart, in your mind, what to expect. So you'll already be prepared. You'll already know that the blessing is there. You'll know that the door is going to be open. You'll be able to walk in confidence and faith. You'll be trusting God and in his nature. You'll have a strong consolation. And things are going to start coming towards you left and right. You'll be like a magnet for his blessing. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth, and he will show you of things to come. He will show you of things yet to come. So you will know the inner witness in your spirit. Now this is proof that you're under the open heaven that you've crossed over. Number three, this is very important. You will receive the discerning of spirits. You'll be able to discern spirits. I mentioned last service that we're coming upon a time of great deception. And when we talk about deception, we're not talking about the devil with horns, red suit, and a pitchfork. That's the devil. We know. But what about that one standing next to you? That can't be the devil. That's the devil in disguise. But God is going, or has equipped you with the discerning of spirit. You don't have to be critical in your spirit. You don't have to be searching for the devil under every rock. You don't have to be cynical with people. When you see with eyes of compassion, you see clearly. See, God can trust you with that when you see when you see with eyes of compassion. You can see people. Because you will treat them as God would treat them. So you'll receive the discerning of spirits. Give me Ephesians 1:13. Ephesians 1 and verse 13, and we're going to read verse 14 and 17 of that verse, chapter 2. In whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. That's speaking about we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one that is the discerner. He will guide us into all truth. He will be the one that discerns error. Not your reasoning. As adults, we that are adults, we've exercised our senses to discern good and evil. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the discerning of spirits. Stuff you can't see. But in that inner witness, there's a knowing. No matter how dressed up it is, how good it looks, the Holy Spirit will know how to give you to have something in that eye to be able to see. You understand? It may not be physically that you see, but you see. How many understand what I'm talking about here? So you will receive the discerning of spirit. Verse 17.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Thank you.